The Cavern and the Moon. In the humorous and allegorical poem set to rhyme, The Cavern and the Moon, the poet describes the chase and the flee that takes place between an aged man, Cavern, and a free-spirited young woman, Moon. At a deeper level, the poem describes the futility of undesirable desire, the moon being a metaphor for an object of desire, and the cavern being someone who seeks and lusts for that object. What does it all lead to? Read on, listen in. This poem is read by Vasanthi Vasudev. The Cavern and the Moon. The cavern is old, ancient, and badly bald. For long, so moonstruck, desperate is he for a change of luck. In the evening, he does wait, be it early or so late, ranting loudly at the sun, "Be gone before I'm all done." His aching neck almost breaks, for heart to head never separates. Upon the sky he does gape, trying hard just to keep awake. He laments, "Each day she's so new, shimmering in another hue. Today a big shiny face, then she's gone without a trace. When it's pitch dark as hell, the sky's indigo as a well, where does she go and hide? I've looked for her far and wide." As he moans and he sighs, lying in wait for her so sky high, in glides the fair and lovely moon, nature's most magnificent boon. Whenever she plays hide and seek, she makes him so forlorn and bleak. Once more he ponders so deep, and is quite again about to weep. Wager should I, bear refusal will I, emotions full and swelling fast, fears to the wind does he cast. In a full throttle, shaking like a blast, snares himself into a net he has cast. "O feisty friend, so dear yet so far, don't tantalize me and deepen my scar. It's time to come along, my chest is deep and long, my cravings are burning strong, and my home's where you belong. Be comely in my cozy care, we do make a handsome pair. To taunt you or to scare, none would ever again dare. Why on such a lonely sky do you disappear from my eye, bright and brilliant like a bloom, gone in such ghastly gloom? Grown thin in decline, it takes you long to shine. This cycle ever cycles, stop must all these trifles. Tireless tyranny needs to end. It's all just fine, don't pretend. Such a suitor you will never find, ardent, anchored, and ever so kind." The cavern so old becomes breathless so, his heart he outpoured nevertheless low. All of earth and heaven so remote did hear and echo his cringing coat. But the silver maiden did not fumble, deafened over by his ever-long rumble. Never did she gasp, caught in a tumble. Instead, she whispered in hush and mumble, "Oh, can't he see how he looks, so much like scary wild crooks? Bent back without a shape, a monster in a clownish cape? Should I to him hold a mirror, show him how he's so queer? With mischief in her enchanting eye, dripping honey in her crooning cry. Ah, your sweet words do now belie. Far, far away must I fleeing fly. If only I could be your worthy match. Sadly though, my feelings aren't a patch. Not once at you have I ever shot a fleeting glance, leave alone pinpoint. Your primordial desire is so lusty hot. Pray, spare me, push me not into a spot." But he would not stop. "O temptress white, refuse not, see my plight. Words are sharper when thrown than razor-pointed stone. Shatter not into debris my dressed dreams in a spree. Come and fill my waiting core, bond and wash my yearnings pour. But she flared up in indignation. Aha! Be seduced and be damned. No more can I withstand. Scorched was I by the sun of lust, merciless, betrayed in every trust. My face is so full of flaws, scarred by disease's deadly claws. Daughter of the cool oceans am I, dance with leaping waves do I. Tiptoeing on ephemeral surf, all the waters are indeed my turf. With such elan and verve, the whole arc I race and curve. Every bit, the free-spirited blue, dodging stars without a clue, riding clouds pink and cream, flying fancies on rainbow beam. Chained in constancy to none, fanciful, I do love to run. Fickle, whimsical, quixotic, mercurial, these and every tirade, I will own and trade. To be a boundless, bridleless maid, this my final prayer will never fade. The conversation never ceased, sulking, hurt, and fiery red. Still he tosses for her in bed. His ego is whole and fully bled, yet he won't agree he was misled. Nonchalant, the moon merry floats with joy extraordinary. She tiptoes on clouds in a pile and gushes a reckless, rosy smile. Is she mad? What's wrong with her? Why does she refuse? He ponders. Where do I go and hide and make him so forget? She wonders. The cavern on earth will forever look up and cry, but the moon won't ever climb down from the sky. Their paths will never cross. No matter whose is the loss, he the cavern, a cavern will forever be, and she the moon, only a moon will ever be. The story of the cavern and the moon will never end, for never does a chastened flea bend or mend.